Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Today's subject we're dealing with is called Easter. What is it really all about? A victory or defeat? We're doing part one today. What is it really all about? A victory or defeat? This is one of the major questions that most Christians ask and try to understand when they get born again. Let me just go into this subject for you. Most people just think of Easter as a holiday time to have a four-day break, to party, or to take time to visit family and friends. But it is much more, with a greater meaning than the world would ever acknowledge. Each year we see the public and children deceived and subjected to the Easter Bunny and to an array of horror movies that are increasing more and more every year and pushing the true message of the Easter message out. And that is what God has done through his Son, Jesus Christ, for the world. This still does not change the reality of the power of the cross. Many people in the church, including the people in the world who are not born again, they try to understand Easter. How does it fit into the history of mankind in terms of the church and God? What does it mean by the creation? What does it mean by Adam and Eve in the garden with the confrontation with Satan? What does it mean by Christmas? And what does it mean by the cross? And why does a person have to be born again? And what is the meaning of being born again? These questions are important to answer. And in this subject, I will try and answer most of these questions for you. Let me now continue in the subject. Even in churches today, we see the crucifix still representing Jesus Christ on the cross, dead and powerless. But this is far from the truth. The true message of Easter is that Jesus went to the cross as the Lamb of God to pay for the penalty of our sins. He died and rose again, not as the Lamb of God, but as the Lion of Judah, all-powerful, as the Lord of Lords, as King of Kings, and was given by God the Father all authority in heaven and in earth. And we read that in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. He defeated Satan and his spirits in Satan's own domain. We see that in Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, in hell. And he took back the power that was stolen from mankind in the Garden of Eden from the very beginning. The cross is called a great exchange, where we exchange our sins for his righteousness by believing Jesus paid the penalty of death, rose again from the dead, and then confessing him as Lord. This must be done with our hearts and our mouths and can't be done with our minds. We see this in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. A person can only receive salvation by admitting their sins and inviting Jesus Christ into their hearts and their lives as Lord and Savior. Salvation can only be obtained through faith. It cannot be obtained by doing good things or having parents that are pastors. It cannot be obtained by serving on the altar. It cannot be obtained by going to church every Sunday. And salvation cannot be obtained by water baptism as a baby. A person is saved according to Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. And it says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. This is the way a person gets saved. There is no other way, no other religion, and no other possibility except through Romans 10, 9 and 10. Let's continue further in the subject. The message is very clear. Whether a person believes it or not, according to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, they will face judgment, for every person has sinned. And Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says that. And the penalty for sin is death. And we see that in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, or eternal separation from God in hell, John 3:16. There is no middle ground, either heaven or hell, and it's your choice. But God in his mercy and grace has made a way back into relationship with him through the work on the cross in John chapter 3:16 and 17. The message is very simple. A person must be born again to enter heaven. We see this in John chapter 3, verse 3. There is no other way. John chapter 11, verses 25 to 26, and John chapter 14, verses 6 to 7, and Acts chapter 4, verse 12. And this decision must be done while a person is still living on the earth this side of eternity. Once a person has died or has physical death, that decision can't be made anymore, and the result is hell for eternity by default. The choice is yours to make. Deuteronomy chapter 30 says 19 says this. The question is, where will you spend eternity? Will it be in heaven or will it be in hell? And whom will be your Lord, Satan or God, for eternity? But to understand what Easter is really, what it's all about, let us take a look at the very beginning through Adam and Eve and the Garden of Eden. Easter is one of the most important topics in the life of a Christian, and it is very important for everyone to understand what it means. Easter is the time where Christ went to the cross and defeated Satan by his death. To most people, it looks like at Easter time, God was defeated. Jesus went to the cross and died. It looked like it was all over for mankind. But in reality, God had a plan that was coming to fruition at Easter time. The end result was God had the victory and Satan was defeated. I hope you've enjoyed today's topic. Thank you for being with me. God bless.